passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. If you work your whole life and end up on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico as high-rise housing for barnacles and sponges, you've probably been drafted into duty as an artificial reef. Dale Shively coordinates the Artificial Reef Program for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
We have 12 World War II Liberty ships that were put out in the mid-1970s, bridge, rubble, material, and we have smaller types of materials such as tugboats and some derelict vessels.
The next vessel to take its place under the Gulf waters is the Texas Clipper. Originally commissioned for troop transport in World War II, it was later a cruise liner and a training vessel for Texas Maritime Academy at Texas A&M University.
The ship itself is 473 feet long. It has a beam of about 66 feet, and it's approximately 80 feet from the keel up to the top of the wheelhouse. We have a permitted reef site that's approximately 17 miles off of South Padre in about 134 feet of water. The idea is that the ship would be sunk in an upright position and that the clearance from the top of the ship to the top of the water column would be 50 feet.
The target sink date is late summer 2006. Our show is supported by the Sportfish Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.